Title: Impacts of COVID-19 on Closing M&A Transactions. Content: The World Health Organization declared the outbreak of the novel coronavirus disease, COVID-19, a pandemic, prompting numerous public and private organizations and agencies to accelerate their contingency plans so as to mitigate continued transmission. The responses to this public health concern have also introduced additional uncertainty and complexities into the process and administration of merger and acquisition transactions. Below is a list of considerations for pending and prospective acquisitions during this time of uncertainty that could help mitigate potential adverse effects. Hart-Scott-Rodino, HSR, filings. The FTC's Pre-Merger Notification Office, PNO, has announced the below changes for all Hart-Scott-Rodino, HSR. While these changes have been described as temporary, no specific end date has been identified. Hard copy HSR filings are no longer being accepted. Starting at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, March 17, HSR filings must be submitted through a new, temporary e-filing system that is not yet operational. While this temporary e-filing system is in place, early termination will not be granted for any filing. For transactions requiring an HSR filing, companies should consider allowing extra time to complete the HSR filing and drafting definitive agreements accordingly. For transactions involving substantive antitrust issues, our current understanding is that antitrust agencies are no longer holding in-person meetings with outsiders, so any meetings or presentations will need to be by phone or video conference. For more information on HSR filings, please visit Antitrust Law Blog, coronavirus/HSR filings, representations and warranties, insurance. The insurance brokers to whom we have spoken indicate that parties to transactions involving representations and warranty insurance, RWI, are, not surprisingly, experiencing newly focused scrutiny on how the target business may be impacted by COVID-19 and on certain representations and warranties most susceptible to breach due to COVID-19. In the due diligence performed by underwriters and their counsel, the buyer should be prepared to discuss the following: the potential impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on the target's industry generally and on the target specifically, including any potential impact on the target's ability to perform under its contracts and on its relationships with customers, distributors, suppliers, and employees, and any discussions the buyer has had with such parties, whether a slowdown in the businesses of the target's customers would lead to a corresponding slowdown in the sale of the target's products or services to such customer or a material reduction in revenue generally, actions taken by the target to address the outbreak, including the revision of internal projections, and actions buyer intends to take once the deal is closed, and key issues related to COVID-19 raised in connection with the transaction, including risk allocation. Underwriters have also increased their attention to the language of the representations and warranties that are most likely to be breached by COVID-19 disruptions, such as those addressing financial statements, no unknown liabilities, inventory, and material customers/suppliers. The underwriters have attempted to carve out losses resulting from COVID-19 under these representations in the policy. Companies with deals in the pipeline that are expected to involve RWI but for which the underwriting has not yet begun should expect broad exclusions for losses resulting from COVID-19, regardless of the target company or industry, based on the most recent information from the brokers with whom we have spoken. Given the increased scrutiny by underwriters and the uncertainty of the current business climate, buyers should seek clarity on the above issues as early as possible in the RWI process and ensure that they are specifically addressed in any proposals or non-binding indications provided by underwriters. Status of Secretary of State Services. As of this posting, the Delaware Division of Corporations has directed companies to its online document upload service and limited in-person access by appointment only. However, the filing agents with whom we have spoken only expect the limitation on in-person access to affect only non-commercial filers, i.e., individuals, not the filing agents, at this time. Other states have also limited counter services and the availability